Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We just watched it, but would we recommend it? It's Binge or Skip with Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Taking all the guesswork out of your TV streaming, what do you got for us, Liz?
This is a documentary. It's a three-parter on Netflix called Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey?
Ah, yes. I'm so surprised that you would watch something like this, Liz, a cold case documentary.
You know that I love resolution. So are you a little surprised that I did watch this? Because it still has not been solved.
Still
this
don't
little
know,
girl,
yeah.
6 years old, and in 1996, she was killed in her basement the day after Christmas. Now, it does do a deep dive into all the suspects, and there were so many.
Right.
And at that time, they lived in a very affluent area where the police were not really familiar with how to conduct a murder investigation. So they didn't do a great job. And a lot is hinged on this phantom DNA that they found that was unidentified. But the way they gathered the evidence and how many people were in the home, I firmly believe that that could have been tainted or planted. So the parents were suspected.
Sure.
I don't believe they did it. John and Patsy. John is involved in this documentary. They talked to him quite a bit.
Wasn't there a neighbor or a family friend or uncle or something?
There were quite a few. There was a handyman that was in a dispute with them that they thought might have done it. They thought his boot print matched the boot print that they found. There were two drifters that were in the area that had similar crimes against children at that time. And they found photos of JonBenet in one of their tents. He was just drifting around the city. There was a man who confessed to it. And you probably remember John Mark Carr. If you saw his face, you would know his face.
Right.
He confessed to it in great detail, and they found him in Bangkok with some inappropriate child stuff on his computer, and that's why he was in Bangkok. So he didn't match the DNA. They let him go, and a lot of people are mad about that. I don't believe the parents had anything to do with it. I think they were two naive people that put their daughter in a lot of beauty pageants where she looked like she was 30 years old, and a lot of people thought that was very creepy.
Mm-hmm.
They did not come across as sincere on TV. That didn't help them.
That was the thing. Their reaction, the first thing you thought, okay,
right.
They're hiding something.
The brother was suspected for a while, but he was 9 years old, and it was very, let's say, sophisticated the way that the crime was done, so I don't believe he was strong enough to do this. The ransom letter that they found, they also found a rough draft of it kind of on a notepad that belonged to Patsy, and that was another thing that hinted toward the parents. But I think, in my opinion, because I've followed this case for years, I was a very young kid when this happened, but I've read up on it a lot, I think it was a family friend or a family acquaintance that knew how the house was laid out, felt comfortable being in the home, and knew that this little girl's bedroom was very far away from her parents' bedroom.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's what police said all along, that somebody had to know the layout, had inside information. Yeah.
So, spoiler alert, I will tell you, if you know a lot about the case, as I do, and you've read up on it, this is not going to blow your mind. It's not going to tell you anything incredibly new. they end it by saying, we're going to do a genealogy test on this DNA and see if we can, like, that's how they caught the Golden State Killer, right, link relatives to this person who left the DNA. They should have just waited and done the documentary after they did that, in my opinion. But now they get two. So they get another documentary probably when they get the results. So I'm going to say don't binge it if you know a lot about it.
Okay.
But if you didn't read up on it, this is great, and it's got a lot of details. So in that case, binge it.
And it's streaming on what service?
Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
Three
All
episodes.
Right. All right.
Less than an hour, I think, yes, you'll find it very compelling.
Okay, so 3 hours, not a big time commitment, which is good. Renewed interest in the case, kind of like the Menendez brothers. Yeah.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.